This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Recently, retired neurosurgeon Dr. Ben Carson came under great attack for his belief, which he stated several times, that it was Joseph who built the pyramids in Egypt in order to store grain. And not just the left liberal media, but also conservative media outlets were reacting with ridicule and saying, well, this is just ridiculous. On the Bill O'Reilly show, a presidential candidate was interviewed saying this is just nonsense because we all know that the pyramids were built for the purpose of providing burial grounds for pharaohs, and they could not have been built for the purpose of storing grain because they don't have any ventilation system. Now, the latter part is most certainly wrong, because when it comes to the pyramid of Gizeh, the Great Pyramid, the Cheops Pyramid, it most certainly had ventilation systems. In fact, we find that there are rooms in that pyramid which were apparently designed for priests so that they could be there to do further research. But in this program, I'm not even going to go into the issue of whether Joseph built the pyramids for the purpose of storing grain. In fact, I'm not even going into the issue whether Joseph built all the pyramids, but I want to show you today that there is archaeological and historical and biblical evidence to the effect that Joseph participated in building the Great Pyramid, the Pyramid of Cheops or Khufu, because Cheops and Khufu are the same persons. And I wrote an editorial, which is published this week in our weekly update. And of course, in this program today, in this talking points memo, I can only hit some highlights. But if you want to know all the facts, then please go on our website, eternalgod.org, and read the editorial there. Or you might want to ask for a free copy of our weekly updates, and we'll be happy to send them to you via email. Now, in this update, I point out that the Egyptian historian Manetho, who lived in the 3rd century before Christ, wrote that Khufu was of a different race from the Egyptians. Herodotus, a famous Greek historian of the 5th century before Christ, states that the builders of the Great Pyramid were shepherds, which is very remarkable because the Egyptians detested shepherds. You can read that later if you want to in the book of Genesis chapter 46, beginning in verse 31. So Khufu or Cheops was apparently a shepherd. We also find that Cheops did not believe in all the Egyptian gods. In fact, we are told again by Herodotus that Cheops closed the temples and prohibited Egyptians from offering sacrifices. Now, a contemporary of Cheops was the king Sosa. Now, Cheops was a king, and so was Sosa, but they were kings under the main one, that main pharaoh. And as I will show you, that main pharaoh is the pharaoh of the Bible, under whom Joseph served as prime minister. But so Sosa and Cheops, they were also kings about and regarding their particular territories and areas. And Sosa pointed out that during his time, there was a famine in Egypt for 7 years. We also find that a noted man who helped Cheops in building the pyramids was named Souf, S-O-U-F. He is referred to in historical records as the chief of the works of Khufu. And he was a brother of 11 others, so 12 brothers all together. Egyptians called Joseph Yusuf. And we also find that in the later life of Cheops or Khufu, an Egyptian sage came to his palace who lived for 110 years. And of course, we know that Joseph became 110 years old. Manetho, the Egyptian historian, wrote of Cheops. He was arrogant towards the gods, but repented and wrote the sacred book, a work of great importance. Now, Khufu ruled over, amongst other areas, the area of Mount Seir. And of course, Mount Seir was famous in history as a land of Uz, U-Z. Now, what particular individual in the Bible was called a man living in the land of Uz, who was arrogant, who repented of his sins, and who wrote a sacred book? Of course, none other than the biblical Job. And the ancient Greeks called Job Cheops. So we see that Cheops and Job were identical. We also find that coming into Egypt with Jacob was a grandson. His name was Job. So we find then that Cheops or Job was Joseph's nephew. So here we have the connection. We also find that Job was of royal blood, as of course Cheops was of royal blood. And if you want to have a reference to that, you might look at Job chapter 3, verses 11 to 15, where that is pointed out. There's another interesting parallel between Cheops and Job, in that we find that when Job had to go through all those trials, at the very end, when God spoke to him, God, in a symbolical way, seemed to compare his work of creating the earth with Job's, comparatively speaking, minor work of building a pyramid. Because God is talking about the fact that he's asking the question, who laid the cornerstone when the morning stars were singing and all the angels chanted in their joy? Now, the cornerstone is the very last block which is placed on a pyramid when the pyramid is completed. And so, of course, it was then when the angels shouted for joy when the creation of the earth was completed. So here's another reference to the possibility that it was actually Job who built the pyramid. And God was saying, look, but you know, this is comparatively small in comparison to what I have done. Now, there's a great speculation as to why that pyramid of Job or Cheops was built. And one possibility is actually that it was built for the purpose of storing the bones of Joseph, the mummy of Joseph, until the time when Israel would leave Egypt. Because as you will recall, Job, or rather Joseph, said, you know, when you guys leave Egypt, take my bones with you. And that's what they did when the Exodus occurred. So that's this possibility, because we know that the pyramid was not built for the purpose of burying Cheops, and there were no treasures found in that pyramid either. But the reason I am bringing this up is for an additional purpose. You see, we have certain paradigms we believe in. We have certain things we have always accepted. We consider them to be true. And if something is being brought up to our attention which is different from what our paradigm manifests, then we are reacting either with rejection or with ridicule. And so here, when Dr. Ben Carson makes a comment about Joseph having built the pyramids, or I would say at least one, people reacting with ridicule because they feel that couldn't be the case. And so we have many other situations where people believe in something without having actually checked into the facts. They believe, for instance, many do, that man evolved and that man today is a product of an evolutionary process over millions upon millions of years, coming originally from a mollusk or a walking amoeba. And it's shocking to me to learn that in the United Kingdom, Darwin's On the Origin of Species was considered to be now the most important and influential book ever written, followed by the Communist Manifesto. And I would say that these two books are probably some of the worst ever written. They are in total contradiction to what the Bible says. But people believe it. People don't believe in the fact that God might have created man as it is described in the book of Genesis. And then when you talk to people about Christmas, they are shocked and totally reject the concept that Christmas might not be a celebration of Jesus Christ, because Christ could have not possibly been born on December 25, but that it goes back to pagan origins, and that Christmas was actually a festival to worship pagan sun gods. People don't want to hear this. People reject this because it doesn't fit with their paradigm. The same goes with Easter. When people hear that Christ could not have been crucified on a Friday and that he was not resurrected on a Sunday because that wouldn't match the 3 days and three nights he said he would be in the grave, but that he was actually crucified on a Wednesday and that he was resurrected on Saturday evening before sunset, people reject that completely, saying, no, that can't be true because that is not what I have always been taught. The same when it comes to the pyramids. Is it so incredible to believe that it was Joseph and Job who built the Great Pyramid? People reject that because they reject the Bible. They don't believe what the Bible says. Well, we have prepared several booklets in addition to this update, which I would recommend you to write for. One is on human suffering. Why and how much longer? Which goes into the fact why Job suffered, why God allowed it that he would suffer. Remember, he is referred to as an arrogant person, a self-righteous person. He repented, and then he wrote the book of Job. And also we have another booklet on Christmas, and you might want to read that too and order it too. Do you really want to keep Christmas? Do you really want to know the facts as to where Christmas comes from? When God tells you that we should not worship him in the way pagans worship their gods. Again, it's an eye-opener to people. Some have read that booklet and have said, okay, now I'm not going to keep Christmas anymore. But most people don't even want to read it. Or if they do, they still reject it, saying, well, I don't care. I still want to keep it. Well, that is the Talking Points memo for today. And remember, we are looking out for you. And the spin stops right here. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.